As Prince pointed out, so many years ago, with what, 15 years ago, in Rainbow Children, they hide behind corporate eyes. This man has so much knowledge that was intentionally, systematically suppressed, kept from us for discussion, which we are going to make up for now in the dissemination of his music, his ideas, his thoughts, and his hopes for us for freedom. And for the last couple of weeks, we have not had time to read Proudhon. I don't want to go another week without Proudhon. And though the speed of events may render it old viewing by then, I'd like to hold the Good Daddy Show over to, which is what I had planned for this next segment, over to February 19, next week, 2017, and make it then almost the sole focus. And turn now to Nikola Tesla, Margaret Cheney's Tesla, Man Out of Time. As we read about Nikola's life after returning from Colorado, consider what it would mean for the power guys of the time, folks like J.P. Morgan and the heads of state Nikola appealed to for support as World War I loomed, support in scaling up his particle beam weapon in order to put a fast end to conflict through its awe-inspiring, if awful, demonstration of unassailable force. What would go through the minds of those who lust for power untouchable to learn of Nikola's invention? Think of what the current crop would do, and you know what they did. Continuing chapter 16, ridiculed, condemned, combated. The daylight hours were important for beseeching his patron, Morgan, to advance funds more rapidly, for reminding him that inflation was threatening to sink the ship. He met with other potential investors. He pleaded with manufacturers to expedite machinery and advance credit. And while he remained in New York, he wrote daily letters of instruction to Sheriff. In June, Tesla moved his laboratory from Manhattan out to the new brick building at Wardenclyffe. Here, except for the exigencies flowing from the project itself, the demands on his time would be fewer. Only workers were admitted to the grounds. The isolation and quiet were just what he needed. What with one thing and another, when he was summoned for jury duty on a murder case in New York that fall, he put the notice aside and forgot about it. Soon, to his embarrassment, newspaper headlines made him sharply aware of an American citizen's duties. Quote, Nikola Tesla fined $100, fails to show up for jury duty in general session, is sorry now. Unquote from the New York Times. Article, Court Excuses Tesla, of October 16, 1902. This is one of many illustrations Margaret Cheney unintentionally provides of the methods by which the shadow, hidden state operates, as it's essential to the central strategy, accomplishing key objectives clandestinely, of the post-French Revolution power guys, that there be no way for their criminal or amoral actions to be traced back to them. This act, causing Nikola public embarrassment, may seem too petty on its face to be the business of global state actors. But they've learned that such small cuts, continuous, multiplied, wear on peace of mind. As Prince said in Thieves in the Temple, they don't care where they kick, just as long as they hurt you. In the case of Nikola Tesla, once they knew, certainly by 1898, with his public demonstrations of his ability to design and pilot unmanned boats and then launch wireless torpedoes in the Sound, encircle a ship with them, and then land them back on the beach, to quote from our show last week. Certainly by 1898, if not earlier, once they knew they wanted to absorb this man's creations and capabilities into themselves, which requires that he be disappeared from history. They would start, little by little, damaging Nicola's reputation, and by this and other means, robbing Nicola of his legacy. This caustic effect occurs on both ends. It both causes unease in Nicola, ultimately eroding his peace of mind, rendering him thereby easier to manipulate, and whittles slowly away at our awareness of his massiveness, making it easier for them to erase him from our memories. And of course, the massive death toll of World War I and World War II definitely sealed that their confidence in their ability to do that. This was difficult, erasing him from our memories, as he was well known and much admired by the people globally. Recall how much he'd given us already. He brought electricity to cities all over the world with his AC system of electrical distribution, and he'd given us his three-phase induction motor, which he invented specifically to lighten our load, free us of back-breaking manual labor. And when he gave us these things, he was just getting started. Had he not been sabotaged, his inventions would have allowed us to bring free water and electricity to wherever it was needed, i.e., to live free of necessity. Continuing, Nikola Tesla, fined $100, fails to show up for jury duty in general session, is sorry now. So he was, and reported at once to court, where he apologized. He was then excused from jury duty on the ground of his opposition to the death penalty. The New York Times quoted him as saying that capital punishment was barbarous, inhuman, and unnecessary. That sums it up pretty succinctly, doesn't it? My comment. Marconi remained the hero of the hour in America as elsewhere. Tesla's doings, by comparison, seemed merely mysterious. In February 1903, the Electrical Age carried a critical article about Nikola Tesla, his work and unfulfilled promises. Wrote the author, quote, 10 years ago, Tesla was the electrician of greatest promise. Today, his name provokes a regret that a promise should have been unfulfilled. Unquote. It had been too long, says Margaret, since he had scored a triumph. And I have to comment here. This is what true fake news looks like. Taking the propaganda plants of power as if they sprang up from the steaming morass of class through some supposedly organic process. Whereas Plato's tribe built its bankroll so they could buy our minds, hide, and remain completely unaccountable for the crimes they commit. Continuing. It had been too long since he'd scored a clear triumph, and he was learning how short mortal memories could be. I don't know if that's what he was learning or not. I hope he was beginning to see and feel the duplicity thick, the building duplicity thick around him. Continuing, by spring 1903, Tesla's money problems had grown so severe, and I comment here, so we see what J.P. Morgan did to Nikola was akin to a potential producer optioning a script in order to prevent anyone else from taking it. He gave him a disappearing loan that kept Nicola's nose to the grindstone and laden with concerns. Follow the money and notice who benefited, who it is that is rewarded by history. Who benefited? Not us, not Nicola.